And if you're just tuning in, this is Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's not often you get to start a business story quite like this. But the rock band Def Leppard is at the center of a business dispute with Universal, the company that owns the rights to their original recordings. Now, if you want to download Def Leppard's music from iTunes, you can't. It's not available because Universal and Def Leppard haven't been able to agree on how the band would be compensated. And we're talking about some huge hits here. You're listening to Rock of Ages from their multi-platinum 1983 album Pyromania. Universal owns this recording. So Def Leppard has been re-recording forgeries of their own songs to replace the originals. And here's how the new version sounds. Joe Elliott is the lead singer of Def Leppard, and he's in our New York bureau. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
First of all, help me understand the dispute. Why can't I download your original songs off, you know, of iTunes, for example?
Well, when we signed our record contracts, Noah was still sailing the Ark off into foreign climes, you know. I mean, it was 79, and there was no such thing as digital. It wasn't written into the deal, and consequently, they can only release them digitally with our permission because that's written into our contract.
Right.
So one thing about having a great lawyer. And until we can resolve this dispute, we shall just keep doing re-records. And, you know, we want to wrestle back our career. That's I think anybody's been around as long as we have, you need to be in charge of what you're doing. You know, you should own as much as you can possibly own.
You guys are going to re-record your entire back catalog, I understand.
Well, that's about 180 songs.
Okay.
There are some strange Japanese B-sides that really aren't worth the effort. what we're trying to attempt to do, and it's down to the listener to decide whether we achieve it or not, is give them something that they can, sounds like the original to me, is what people we want people to say. We don't want them to say it's better. We don't want them to say it's worse. We want them to say it's the same. I've gone on iTunes and I've looked for a certain song, and I've accidentally bought the re-record, and it's been awful. You know, it's just been lousily quickly done for a quick buck. We're not trying to make a quick buck. We're actually trying to maintain some kind of dignity in this.
All right, let's listen, Joe, to one of the re-recorded songs. First, let's hear the original. This is one of your classics, one of your biggest hits of all time, Pour Some Sugar on Me. And this was the original from 1987. Okay, so that's from 1987. Let's hear the new version re-recorded just a few months ago. Joe, that is, I'm serious, that is amazing. This sounds exactly the same.
Well, it was a lot of hard work. Thank you for noticing.
You sound great. I mean, you are not in your early 20s like you were,
no,
you know,
I'm
back
52, in... actually. I was 28, I think, when I recorded that. The thing is, imagine a Picasso or something, and, you know, somebody down the road buys this Picasso for $20 million, and then they find out it's not a real one.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to achieve here. You know, it's like that. Whoever did the fake painting studied the original inch by inch. And we had to, second by second, go back and listen to that thing and go, okay, how does that bit go? So when we're at home, and we've all got home studios, it's very simple to just nip down the stairs to your studio for a few hours a week and just piece together something like that.
How did you capture your sound, your 28-year-old sound? What did you have to do something?
Yeah, you do. It's a headspace. It's like acting. I dare say that people like Pee Wee Herman don't actually talk like that in real life.
Right.
You know, they put on an accent. There are ways of doing it. You know, you just shape your mouth in a certain way. You train your brain to try and remember how you were singing back in those days. And, you know, you don't always just do it in one take. I mean, you can, you know, you maybe just do a verse or listen back to it and go, I nearly got that bit right. And then you just work on it, and you just It's like going through a history book, is what it is. You got the peaches, I got the bees. Sweet to taste, saccharine. Cause I'm hot, say what, to get
sweet. From my head, my head, to my feet. Okay, so now that you've re-recorded your old songs, your classic songs, you own these new recordings. They are yours to do what you
absolutely
like.
Absolutely, we can license them, we can box them, we can sell them, we can sit on them. But they're ours, you know. I thought it was pretty sad when McCartney tried to buy his back catalogue and he got usurped by his ex-friend Michael Jackson. I didn't think that was a very clever move. And I also didn't think it was very fair. You know, it's fair enough we all sign a deal with the devil when we sign to some corporate label when we're teenagers and stuff. But as you learn as you go along and you realise that you're the ones that put all the hard work in and yet you only get paid maybe the same amount you would tip a waiter for delivering room service, it's not right. So we're trying to do something about it.
That's Joe Elliott, the frontman for the band Def Leppard. They're in the process of re-recording their back catalog. They're also on tour with Poison and Lita Ford this summer. Joe Elliott, thanks so much. Good luck on the tour.
Hey, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Now, we contacted Universal to get their end of the dispute, but the company didn't reply. And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Guy Raz. Find our podcast at npr.org/weekendATC. We're back on the radio next weekend with more news, stories, music, and books. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.